Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay. It's been a little bit of a hectic day, but it's all good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm just moving along, one thing after another, getting things done.
Yes. And we had so much rain here for the last few days, and now it's really, really hot, and it's really, really humid, but at least it's not raining.
I cannot say the same. We're on about 2 weeks now, I think, of consistent rain all the time, every day. So Florida's getting a handful of rain.
Wow. Well, yesterday the rain was coming down so hard on my car as I was driving carefully home that I did not hear an ambulance who was in full siren, but I saw his lights because I couldn't hear his siren over the rain. Yeah.
Wow.
That was pretty weird. Yeah. So I get out of his way, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. But we needed the rain, but I don't know if we really needed that much at one time, but sure, I guess.
The universe is making changes. Uranus is in Taurus.
Oh, yes. And Mars is in Aquarius. Now Venus is in Cancer. We've got some big changes going on, boy. I'll tell you, this week, and the sun's going into Gemini tomorrow. Wow.
Yes.
There's a lot going on that I think is going to be pretty exciting. But then
so
again,
what do you
I'm going to
tell
you
about it.
Well, I think it's important right now that Mars is in square to Uranus in Taurus. It's in Aquarius. So to me, it's about reawakening the unique individual gifts that we all have. And grounding that power to help Earth in one way or the other, whether it's a person or the planet or the animals or whatever, but it's meeting the challenge of thinking outside the box. How can things progress in a better way? And how can we do this so that it does preserve that which is sacred here? What do you think?
I do agree with what you said. I do think this is a time, definitely. I mean, the Uranus and Aries effect, Uranus and Taurus effect that comes from this is really an understanding of nature. And I think this is a great time for everybody to understand nature. I agree with what you said about coming to a mediation and a new understanding. The Mars in Aquarius really gives us a look at our bigger picture of life, of what, you know, how our actions affect those around us. And also, of course, gives us the desire to help others. But I think at this point in time, it's really a great time to really look at what challenges us with those squares and find a balance in the circumstances more than fighting with the circumstances. I think this is a good time for reevaluation and looking at the greater picture of what value it is to you and what it's worth. How much is it going to cost? What would be a better alternative or a more efficient alternative? I like this with the Venus in Cancer because that helps us nurture ourselves. But with the rest, it gives us a little bit of a detachment from the world to where we can be more analytical while we're nurturing ourselves. So that's what I like about this phase.
Absolutely. Well, you know, for those that are listening, Mars is usually in a sign for about 7 weeks, every 2.5 years, and then it moves on. But it's not going to do that this year. It just entered Aquarius, and what it's going to do, it's going to go all the way through Aquarius. It's going to retrograde all the way back into the late degrees of Capricorn, and then it's going to move forward in Aquarius again. So we are going to have the benefit of this innovative energy to work with spirit, the world, etc., all the way until the 15th of November of this year, which is pretty amazing.
It is. It's quite unique. You know, it really is an interesting time we live in during this summer, because again, when it touches back, Mars touches back into Capricorn, it has that effect where it starts another foundation when it starts moving back forward again. So we really get a whole new perspective, and then we get to start taking another direction with our actions, and then we go through the whole entire effect of Aquarius again, which I just, it's going to be an interesting time.
Yes, we live in interesting times. Isn't there an ancient Chinese proverb that says that?
Oh, you're funny.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all I can tell you is the sign of the water bearer with Mars there, I have a feeling that we might get more precipitation than we're that's normal for us in many different areas. But I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It depends on, I guess, whatever crops you're trying to grow or if your cellar is dry or not, whether or not it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. But it may just be so. I have a feeling there's some new technology that's going to birth itself in this cycle of time, too. That can be very good as far
absolutely.
As conservation of the environment. Yeah, I think there's
some
good things going to be coming out, and I'm really looking forward to that.
I think technology towards the Earth and things that will better the Earth are going to start to come out of this cycle. A lot of it has to do with that, and I think that's really great.
Exactly. Oh, we have a few callers on hold. Maybe we should see what they need from us.
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 941, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, my name is Carla.
And hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, my birth date's 2865 at 2:35 p.m. in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Gotcha.
And my moon is in Taurus. My rising is Gemini, if that helps you any.
Correct. 23 degrees, 46 minutes, Gemini, and you have moon conjunct Jupiter in your 12th house. That's cool.
Can
so
I ask
do
you,
have
you
a
still live in Milwaukee?
Pardon me?
Do you still live
I'm
in
sorry.
Milwaukee?
You both spoke at the same time. I couldn't hear.
It's okay. Do you still live in Milwaukee?
No. I'm in Florida.
Where? What city?
Sarasota.
Okay. Thank you.
So do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. Regarding my business, how I just started up at a new location. How do you see that going, or do you feel me leaving that location and going elsewhere?
What are you doing for a living?
I do massage healing, and I also teach and do some psychic work.
Good. We were just talking about this Mars, and this Mars is going to pass over your Venus, your Mercury, and your Sun,
mm-hmm.
and then go back over it again, and then go back over it again, okay? So this
mm-hmm.
is really a time to launch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It may, again here, remember you're setting a long-term foundation with this. I like the massage, I like the psychic work, I like all of it because you're such a multiple modality kind of girl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you want to do with that is great. And for you, your son is in the ninth house, so of course you want to teach. Of course you want to expose to the whole entire world a beautiful thing. So this is your time, is what I'm trying to say. Don't let old issues with the past, from the past, get to you because of the south node being in Aquarius. So don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt the process. It may be challenging because we have retrogrades during this period of time, so it's going to make you check and double check and really follow that path tightly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where, and what it's trying to do is it's trying to make sure that you get it right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a few tries to get it right here. It's all right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go with the flow, go with the process, and keep your eye on the dream. Because in the process of this, I think you're really going to launch over the summer. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with you, Jacqueline. And what I really like about the chart, too, is that right now by transit, you have a Star of David in the center of your chart, Carla.
Hmm.
So I don't think you can do any wrong here. I think you're going to be fine.
Is that the World in Tarot card?
Well, in a way, yes, it is. But it's the balancing of the yin-yang energy and Neptune that hadn't been at this degree of Pisces for 165 years is sitting on Chiron, the wounded healer, in your ninth house of metaphysics in your relocation chart to Sarasota. I think Sarasota's good. Oh, yeah.
Well, I've been here for 30-some years. So it's, I haven't... you know, just been here, but do you see me like staying in the same location or kind of moving to a bigger or better place? Same in the same city, but in a different office.
Mm. What's making you uncomfortable about the office?
the person I'm renting from.
You're in a Jupiter opposition right now, and Jupiter's retrograde until July 10th. It's opposing your Jupiter. So I think I would sit tight until after the 10th. I would definitely do
the
research and look for another venue. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I would look for another venue. I think that's okay. But I really think that the way that you're marketing yourself, the things that you're offering people, you're going to have greater visibility. So I don't think a change of address within a city is going to hurt you. And if you feel this is a personal issue and you feel drained by it, because that's what I'm kind of getting, you do want to move on, but you want to do it at your own pace, your own time, and with your own lust for life. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Great. I got the goosebumps. Thank you so much.
You're
that's
welcome.
Wonderful.
My pleasure. We're so glad you called in tonight. This is great.
Well,
we're excited for you.
Okay, thank you guys so much. Blessings.
Blessings to you. God bless.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Pretty cool. Like you said, this girl can like run on all cylinders, can't she?
Oh, right now she should be. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 239, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Lana.
Hi.
And my birthday is November 5th, 1946, at 6:58 a.m. in Chicago, Illinois.
And the year again?
How do you still live?
1946.
And the time?
Now, do you still live in Chicago?
No, I'm in Florida. South Florida.
Everybody lives in Florida. Welcome to the rainy season here.
Where in Florida do you live, Lana?
I live in Fort Myers.
Okay.
And the time again is 6:58 a.m.
And the city again?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. Couldn't remember.
Wow. Whew. Look at this chart. Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes, actually, I do. I'd like to focus on my love life and relationships, partnerships.
Have you been married before?
I have.
Okay, good.
Just one time, yes.
Well, you were deemed two marriages in your lifetime. No matter how I look at this, you were deemed two marriages in your lifetime. So your first marriage would have failed no matter what you did. Sorry. But your chart says your first marriage sucked.
No. My first marriage, my husband passed away. I've only been married one time.
Well, again, yeah, that's the part that sucks. So,
that's true.
Sorry.
Very true.
It was deemed to fail. There was no way around that. So realize that was a cosmic, karmic thing that you couldn't have done a thing about to make that not happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do realize that. It took me quite a while to realize it.
Are you involved in a relationship now?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I guess I'm interested or on the cusp or sort of, but I'm not in a relationship.
Well, from what I'm seeing in your chart, I think that you are supposed to be meeting the challenge of renewed intimacy this year, okay? And I find it very interesting because of the date and time and everything that, you know, you called in tonight. The North Node or the cup overflowing of the Bible is in Leo, which rules the heart, and it's sitting on your Saturn, which means that you are committable, number one, and you believe that love should last forever, whether the person is on this plane or has gone beyond. And tonight, the moon is sitting right on your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, in the ninth house of God watching over you. So I feel that love is going to be coming to you. Now, Jupiter is retrograde, and you've gone through your Jupiter return, and it's retrograde until the 10th of July. So this is a time maybe for you to set your bearings on what you would truly desire to have in your life as far as the qualities of the person, the things you'd like to share with them. Sun just got into your seventh house of marriage and close personal relationships, and it's exactly opposite your Mars tonight. So mm-hmm. I have an idea that you do have a pretty good bearing on what you're looking for, right?
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I'm going to go back to, if you dream them, they will come. Okay, because Jupiter is really making you go back. You have a Venus in Scorpio. I agree on the same aspect of as Aphrodite was talking about, but in a different way. That Venus in Scorpio is when you love for in life, and until death do you part, okay? And then beyond there, you will feel them. It's a matter of finding a place and putting that in there and keeping that love there, okay? But not letting it impede the rest of your life. Because, again, here, Aphrodite was talking about the sun is going into Gemini this week. And it is going to start to trek through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships. So the universe is saying, hey, what do you really want? So if you do, if you set yourself to a commitment of every night before going to bed, saying, I want to see my mate, okay, you're going to draw the energy in. You have a Sun, Mercury, and Venus all in the 12th house, natally, okay? And what that does is it makes your dream time crucially important. You can change situations in your sleep, okay? And so here again, I want you to utilize that energy that you do unconsciously to really draw in this relationship, because I think you're ready for it and I think you're prepared for it. I just think you need a little bit bigger of a push of faith.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree.
That's interesting. I am ready, yes. I don't know. I may have met him already. You never know.
Well, there's a series of retrogrades going on in the heavens right now. So it may be somebody you've known from the past, but the rules have changed. their life has changed like yours has changed. That's not out of league with what's going on this summer. So I would not put anything aside. You know, I find that when I do my prayer work and I ask for help from the divine, I want to leave every door and window open for them to answer my prayers. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
It seems to just work best for me, and you've got some nice Sag energies too. So I know you tend to be a positive person, even though you've experienced tragedy. But I feel that there's a part of you that really does want to come back to life and fall back in love with your world again, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
get yourself out there. Yeah. Don't be hiding.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good night. All right,
good
bye.
Night.
Amazing. I like Neptune getting closer and closer to her moon. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going? I didn't realize
hey,
you.
Hey, Jay.
Didn't have my hand up. Hey, Jacqueline.
How are you?
Doing okay, just grieving, so, right now. Had a loss
of family. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, circumstances, that's what happened, so, yeah. Yeah. It's been an interesting time. So, yeah, yeah, thanks for the condolences and things. So I got a question for you regarding that. In the stars last month when it happened, I just wondered, it was really chaotic for myself. So, and just wondered, is there anything I could have prevented it? I don't feel guilty about it, but maybe I could have prevented it and things like that. So, or just written in the stars that the person had just had to go.
Well, Jupiter has been retrograding across your Neptune and opposing your Venus, okay? And so because of that, I'm going to ask you kind of a strange question. Bear with me for a minute. Do you really think this was the ideal, or do you think you idealized it?
What do you mean? I idealized it.
Well, I just feel that, you know, you're a very, very deep and very unique person. And because Jupiter's retrograde on top of your Neptune, there may have been some things that you were not privy to the information or you didn't really know about. Because, again, you know, your Venus is in Taurus, so when you love, you are a loving person. You're very grounded in that love, even though you're an Aries sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking with now that Venus has gone into Cancer, I think you're going to start to heal, and I think you really need to honor your inner child more than maybe you have in the past and allow that healing to continue. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, what is the date of when it occurred?
It was in April. It's in April. I can't
you
give you
remember.
The day. No, just I wasn't there for the funeral or anything like that. So all I can say is just circumstances happened that I couldn't attend the funeral. So deep wounds were really fleshed, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
Well, and here again, with Neptune conjunct your Chiron, here again, it's here for you to look at a different perspective. Do you think there was anything you could have changed?
Possibly. But
no.
I'm not sure at all.
It's a matter of faith, and it's a matter of trusting the process. when somebody passes, it's their time. No matter what would have happened, it's their time to go. Okay. There's no question about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's the one thing nobody has control over, of when they're born or when they die. Those are two karmic things that happen. So I don't care what you would have tried. It wouldn't have been able to happen. Okay? So first of all, you've got to quit looking at it that way. Okay? Mr. Mars and Pisces, you
yeah.
instantly take that victim mode and beat yourself up with it. Okay? Don't do that. This is a time for you to look into what you value. And the lesson having the South Node conjunct transiting Saturn is to learn what your honor is, what your right is, and what your responsibility is. And setting that example and doing the next right thing is what you need to do. Wondering if you made a mistake in the past is not the way to go. With that Mars and Pisces, trust the universe is moving you forward, okay, because that's what it's doing. It's teaching you how to take one step forward after such deep sorrow occurred. Sorry. So here again, grieve your friend. Honor your friend by changing a pattern or habit that you do to something that they did that was very honorable that you relate to, and put that in your lifestyle. I think you can carry them and their lesson through that.
Fabulous.
Okay.
I like that. And send unconditional love to the dimension where they find themselves at this time, knowing that it vibrates through the spheres. You know, no tear, no sweet memory, no prayer goes unnoticed, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We love you, and I'll keep you in my devotions as well, okay?
Thank you much, Aphrodite. It's much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Hang in there. It will get better.
Okay. We'll keep in touch. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Such a sweet soul, such a caring person.
He is. He's a real sweetheart.
Yeah, grief is hard. But we all go through it at some point. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561-568, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 561? Alrighty then. I'm going to put this person back on hold for the moment.
Okay.
And we'll go to the next one. Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi.
My number, my date is 1/5/1965, London, England. I don't have the time of birth. I think you always just use 6 o'clock.
And can you say that again?
1/5/1965. London, England.
In London, England.
Right.
Yes. I don't have the time of birth.
It's okay. What I do when I don't have a time of birth is I set you up at dawn because to me that's the most sacred time of day and that's what works best for me personally, psychically. So that puts your
mm-hmm.
sun coming up over the horizon the day that you were born. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay, great. Now, did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes, I'm trying to come to a resolution with some some legal stuff with my family. I just want to see what you see for during the summer months.
Okay. Is it regarding finances or property or both?
Both. It would have to be my finances to acquire the property. So, yes, both.
Okay. So, the planets that are in Capricorn right now are retrograde, which means that the energy is incubating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is that they're forming some trines and blessing lines, okay, to some planets you have in Virgo and also your Jupiter right now. So, I am going to encourage you to wait this out, make sure any and every piece of documentation, you can uncover it at this time. If you basically need more information, more hard copy, more even electronic information, sometimes the retrogrades, although it's hard for us to be patient because of the kind of lifestyle we live here, sometimes delays can actually bring the truth to light. So I think you are playing a bit of a waiting game right now, but I'm going to encourage you to wait it out. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Okay. And I have to say, like she was talking about, over the summer, and, you know, we were talking about that Mars being in Aquarius and passing back and forth. Okay. I know this is an emotional issue, and I know it's going to bring emotional conflict to you, but due process is in your favor. And you just kind of remember this through this process and stay at peace, okay? Because it's been put into motion, and it's a matter of walking through it. It's a matter of due process. So I agree with Aphrodite. If there's any additional information or anything else you need, great, get it. But figure that, you know, I don't see it until after that Mars is really direct and passing forward into, you know, your second house to where you're really going to get that, okay? So it's going to be a little while, like the end of the year, before I think anything's going to be resolved with this.
Okay. Well, I have some court
cases. The good news is that
court dates coming up, but I don't know if that's just a matter of formality.
I think it is.
Probably
I think all of
much.
This is back and forth.
Yeah.
I think it's going to frustrate you if you get engaged in it. That's how I started out with the emotional part in it. It's a matter of due process.
Yeah.
And you have to take the emotional part out of it because you're going to get your hopes up and then it's going to be a continuation or they're going to do this or that or, you know. So you're going to have this roller coaster ride with it. That's the reason why I gave you look towards the end of the year, because then you know, okay, all of this is not that big of a deal. I just have to do whatever they need me to do.
Okay.
Exactly. I think that, like I said, I think it's going to end up working in your favor ultimately, and so you just need to wait it out. How is your health right now?
Well, I've been going to the doctor. I've been trying to get my health back together. I might have to take out my thyroid, though.
Yeah, because I am seeing that you have been going through an awful lot of emotional stress. And, of course, when you have that much adrenaline and that much stress going on, it affects the entire glandular system to a certain degree because each gland feeds the other. So when one's out, they're all out. But I think for you to be seeing a healer right now or a good doctor, that is perfect timing. You need to do that, absolutely. And watch your diet. Watch your blood sugar, okay?
Okay.
Do you eat a normal diet?
Yeah, I think so. I could eat more fruit and vegetables, you know, during the day, but I like to juice during the summer.
Yep. All right. That sounds like a good idea. And I think you also don't keep yourself too secloistered. Get yourself out in nature if you can, okay?
Okay.
Because nature can be a good healer for you. And I don't want you to start to feel claustrophobic or you're in this all alone, because I think you've been feeling that way. So spend some time out in nature. You don't necessarily have to be around people so much. It's about like enjoying the trees and the birds and the squirrels and maybe taking some little walks if you're up for that. But I think don't be too still and alone, because I think you can get a little bit morbid with your chart, okay? And I want you to avoid that.
I do understand that. Usually during the summer is when I kind of pick things back up, where I get out
good.
More. And, you know, I like to garden and stuff
I
like that.
I love that for you. I love that for you.
But, I, you
keep
know, I am
posted,
dealing with
okay?
difficult people, definitely. I will.
Right, but
thank
in
you.
The end, they have to abide by the law in the end. So keep the faith.
Yeah,
yeah
that's just
the
funny
the
thing. The main person that wants to give me the hardest time now, anytime he's broke, he's a pain, was the same person who robbed me. And now that it's in my hands, it's like, and now he's like, you know, getting on my nerves.
Well, don't let him get a foothold on your psychology. Put up a nice shield, my Capricorn friend. It'll work. Okay?
Okay.
Just decide
thank
to respond
you,
and not react, because you can do that. God bless you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Ah, there we are. Okay. All right, so we have a mystery caller that's one of those 111 numbers. So I think they're on Skype. So let's snag them. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys, sorry about that. I'm calling you from my work number, which I have to block to do work. It's Lolita from Georgia. Namaste. How are y'all ladies doing?
Hey.
I'm doing good, hon. I wanted to give you an update, then I wanted to see what you picked up also on the situation during this transit. The last two or three times I've called in a duration of the last 4 months, you keep on picking up that gentleman. Well, that gentleman called earlier this week and finally kind of had some sort of conversation, but it was really interesting. So I'm not sure what's going on because it feels like it's like intense. So I don't know what's
like
going
intense.
On with this transit again.
It's
do you still live in Chicago?
No, I'm Marietta.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. Thanks.
This Jupiter retrograde is dead on your moon right now. In your seventh house of one-to-one relationship. So, of course, we get into your first house, and it's in opposition to it, so there's your dialogue and conversation. So,
right? Yeah, because it's crazy, because I would call in just to get my, you know, see what's going on with the transit, and all of a sudden, the last, you know, a couple times they called, it's like he would just come out in the forefront. I'm like, okay, well, instead of them just telling me, probably. Let me ask anyway.
So, what I'm trying to say is that Jupiter goes direct July. I think it's early July. I forget to give you the exact date.
The 10th.
Like July
10th.
Oh, okay. I was close. I think of the 9th.
You were close. So, of course you were.
It's a matter of you're readdressing the situation for your greater benefit to set a stronger foundation and to really open the dialogue of communication up for the two of you to really look at each other and what they value in this. So, of course, it's going to get a little bit more intense. But after July, I think it's going to start to be a little bit more smooth sailing. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. But what I'm seeing the most here is that Saturn is retrograde right on top of your sun, Lolita.
I know.
Now, is this person actually truly committable or not?
I don't know. I I don't know. I mean, you mean on my perception? Me thinking that he's coming
out? No, no, on his perception. On his perception.
I don't know.
Because, see, you want a commitment, okay? You want a commitment,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And because Saturn's retrograde on top of your sun, you have to weigh this out a little bit. And that's okay, okay? Take your time.
Oh, I am.
I would try to be as appreciative of the person as you can be. I would try to remember some of the good memories, okay?
Uh-huh.
I would try to put things in a very healing manner towards this individual right now. But by the time Saturn turns around, now Saturn's retrograde for a bit, okay? Let me tell you when it goes direct. Just going to give you a little bit of a heads up on that. It goes direct on the 6th of September. So although we can see a nice shift in July, maybe you could work on the levels of intimacy at that time. But as far as it coming together in a way that you really feel that there's a lifestyle that could be created, you're probably looking a couple more months into the future to be on the same page with each other if it comes together. And again, that's
now,
a choice
that I totally, too. That's, I totally agree with you on that. I've known this person for 10 years, and the conversation that we had was just the foundation. But it was the fact that this person actually opened up onto that level where there has been walls. And everything that you stated, especially you guys constantly always stated that this person couldn't get me off their mind, and this, he actually stated that. So it's just kind of interesting on how the communication started. And I definitely
like
heeded your advice because I know that's what Spirit keeps telling me. So on that level, I totally understand. It's going
uh-huh.
to take – you got to create a foundation. I'm not looking forward to this happening overnight or it's going to fall. You know, I've been on this ride for 10 years, so definitely can appreciate the process of it, of honoring the conversations each time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you're on the right path, girlfriend.
Cool. Well, just a really quick question. If I was to say I have a new commercial coming out in the movie theater that starts June 1st, is this a good time for it to be released? Like for anybody that's doing new things during this transit?
Well, the retrogrades can... Are you putting some old things in and some new things in there?
The commercial's been on my mind, but I finally signed the paperwork on Monday, and it goes in theaters on June 1st.
Okay. Give me one second here. I want to take a look at the donations for June. Hold on one second here. Okay. Let's take a peek. So the full moon is on May 29th, okay, right before this launches.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty tight. I want to say I feel a little bit more positive than negative about it, but I want to look at it against your chart. Give me one second here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is there a secondary thing that's going to, because is there like two commercials or two different things with this?
It's just actually, it's just a little jingle showing the promotion if they bring in their ticket stubs. So it's going to be aired on each movie theater about 100 times a day.
Well, see, I don't
do you
mind it,
sitting
but I
on your phone.
Something...
I like.
I think there's something more. Whether this is only going to be one, whether this is going to be two different things, where they're going to hire you for something else, for a secondary thing with it. I don't think this is the be-all and end-all is what I'm trying to say.
I see that, too.
I do think
yep.
it is to your benefit. Okay, that it does.
Yeah, it's for my ice cream store. I'm trying to do more promotions with the theater so to bring in more traffic.
Okay. Well, there may be a second
thing
that you
like
do
it.
With them or something like that as a result of this.
Okay. I think I know you're going with that. I think I know you're going with this because there's something else that needs to be revealed. I just had a film set come in from HGTV House Hunters, and I cannot disclose that until I get the release date. So that should be on air too. So you may be picking up on that.
Oh,
yippee!
Yeah,
we
yeah, that happened a month
awesome.
Ago.
Awesome, that's great.
Yeah, that happened about a month ago, 6 weeks ago. So that was such an honor to have that experience. So I look forward to the date when they say, okay, this is when your thing is going to be on, so that way I can blast it all over, you know,
okay.
The internet or to help me with marketing. But the movie theater, I do have a banner on the ramp, but that wasn't getting me anywhere for 2 years, so I decided to take that leap of faith and just say, you know what, I got nothing to lose. Let's go.
And I think between the two of them, it's really going to work well.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for assisting me. I will. Thank you so much. I will continue to listen if you can put me back on live or hold, so I can listen in.
I sure can. No problem.
Thank you, Hod.
Okay.
Love and light, ladies. Okay, bye.
Bye. Amazing things are happening.
This is really an interesting time we live in.
Oh, yes. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 617, you're on the air.
Well, hi, guys. I'm just listening in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes. So who am I speaking with?
No, I said I was just listening in. I said thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening in on the show. Right. Yes.
You just want to be put back on hold. Thank you for listening to the show, Zoe. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate
thank you,
that.
Guys.
Okay. Bye. Well, right now we have no additional callers at the moment. And so what would we like to share with people about this time period with all the growing retrogrades and the fact that there's so many planetary energies that are so new and assigned?
Well, you know, and it is. You know, when you start making transitions, and especially, you know, when the planets go from one sign to the other, there's a certain impact that comes along. We talk about critical degrees, and critical degrees is 29 degrees and 0 degrees. And when it comes to these, there's a certain amount of depth and intensity when it hits that 29th degree that when it changes, shifts like opening up a door. And it's not that you get everything and you're not standing inside, but now you get another view or another perspective. And it's not only that we had one, but we had Venus go into it, Mars go into it, Uranus go into it, and now we're going to have the Sun go at this. So people are opening up to different perspectives at this point in time, or should be open to different perspectives. Because this is not a time to get stuck in any one situation and dig your heels in. It's more of, let's see what the differences are. Let's see different perspectives. Let's come to some kind of understanding of respect of different ways. And that's what I like about this time period is that it really opens people's minds to totally different ways.
I totally agree. You know, a couple of weeks ago, some of my plants that I have in my yard, they flowered early. And then we had a lot of rain and we had a lot of wind. And they kind of went away. And then I have ones that tried to come up and we had more wind and more rain. And then all of a sudden today I walked outside and everything was going crazy and blooming again. And I think this is what's going on cosmically for most of us. We want to bloom in a new way. We want to increase our versatility and our inspiration. And I think we're almost there.
Well, this
just
summer
matter, like
is definitely going to
change.
This summer is definitely with all the transits and all the back and forth with Mercury being retrograde and all the other retrogrades in this process in the summertime. it really is definitely going to shift people's perspectives a great deal. It really is a time where we need to really value what we truly have in our lives and what's important in our lives. And it's a time where we have to let go of certain things that no longer serve us, that we care about but don't have any more use for, or they're just for the nostalgic purposes and not really any kind of support. So it's an interesting summer to go up and down with, but these transformations and changes are for our benefit. This Jupiter being in Scorpio is really empowering about shifting things. That Scorpion energy, what it does is it moves things from one thing to another. And this shift in perspective is so for our benefit being in Jupiter.
I agree. Oh, we have another caller. You want to take another one? We've got enough time.
Yeah, but we do that. We have time.
Okay. Area code 603, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello, Aphrodite and Jacqueline.
Robert, how are you doing tonight, honey?
This is Robert.
Oh, I knew I knew that voice.
Yeah, how have you been?
Good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured it'd be a good time for me to get some idea of what's coming up for my summer. I have a few things of concern, some of it work-related, some of it school-related, so I figured I'd call up and see what you folks had to say.
Alrighty,
let's see. Do you need my date of birth and time?
I do.
Okay, that would be November 30th, 1957.
Okay, I got
5:45 a.m.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that's a good thing. Boston.
Ah, you do have me. Boston, Massachusetts, yes.
I love Boston.
Now he lives in New Boston, New Hampshire. How cool is that, right? That's kind of fun. I like it. Anyways, you got some really cute things showing up in your chart.
Okay.
Very cute showing up. And Jupiter's retrograde right on top of your Mars right now, Robert. And in Scorpio, so it just indicates, again, that you're looking at the win. And you're trying to keep yourself concentrating maybe more than is humanly possible, my dear friend. But that doesn't mean
yes.
It won't bear fruit, okay? It's just there. Okay.
Okay.
What are you thinking, Jack?
I'm thinking it's all in the ride, is what I'm going to say. I would definitely get like an ultra classic or a nice big bike with a nice soft seat to sit on, because it's all in the ride with this, okay? So enjoy the ride. It's interesting about the sudden epiphanies that are going to be coming to you. And the North Node is conjunct Uranus in your natal chart in your ninth house. So there's all these understandings that are coming to you for the future. Trust the process. I agree with Aphrodite. I think you detail things a little too much. Stop it. Okay? Mm-hmm. But understand that you get to see the view. You get to see the ride. Be the spectator of it more. Enjoy what you're going through more than having to run from one thing to the next to the next. Because this is the universe is guiding you. That Mars that we were talking about that's going through Aquarius and then going back and forth is going through your third house. Everything is moving in your life this summer, okay? You're going to be in constant motion. It's all about being in the moment, in the present of the situation, and really staying true to what is going on now without jumping too quickly, okay? So sit in a nice comfy seat and go for the ride is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea to me.
That's where you're going.
With Mars in Aquarius, it's really great for that in that third house because you are going to have some support of people that are close to you. And also, again, you know, you work with technology. You're working on your PhD in technology right now. So Mars being this long in a sign is very rare. It's going to be in Aquarius all the way to the 15th of November. And so because of that, it's going to be moving through that third house of the community where you live. So you're part of the spiritual community because you're always a very spiritual person. But your technology is going to put you in a place to basically help the common man, if you will, okay? The people that don't have the skills and the expertise that you have in a remarkable way. And so I think it's going to work out to your benefit. Because Jupiter is retrograding right now back into your Mars in Scorpio, it's very important that you take that time that you like to do your own devotions and maybe watch a movie, okay, read that book you haven't done, play some music or make some music, which you like to do. To spend some of that time with your intimate self when you can is going to make everything else seem just a little bit easier.
Oh, okay.
I love the fact that Neptune is right on your moon in Pisces, and I always encourage you to write more music. You know me.
Yes. Yep. That is true.
Or listen to it,
yes,
whichever you prefer. But I think that can be very good at the end of the day to, you know, get into something that you feel is artistic and moves your spirit and allows your inner child to still be happy, even though you're being a very responsible person on planet Earth right now.
I so agree. Believe it. Dream it. And have fun in the process of doing it. So, especially with music. I so agree with Aphrodite on that. Live it, breathe
okay.
it, enjoy it. Okay? If you have to be in motion, you should have fun while you're being in motion. So think about it that way.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
That,
we're so glad you called in tonight, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I try not to call in at bad times, like, say, when you have lots of people here. I did need some advice for preparing for the summer because there's a lot of stuff going down this summer.
Don't look too far forward. Be in the present. Don't look too far forward. There's too much for you. You'll get overwhelmed. You'll stumble over yourself. Again, that's what I say, find a nice cushy seat to go for the ride with. Because, again, here, you don't want to see what's up there. You want to see where you're at right now and what needs to be done right now. Fun with it in the moment, but don't look at the whole picture. It's too overwhelming. It's way too overwhelming
All right.
for you.
Okay. All right.
Stroll,
yeah,
don't
thanks
run.
For...
I'm sure I'll talk to you very soon, Robert. God bless you.
Okay. All right. You too have a pleasant evening.
You too, and know you'll get it all done. You will.
You will.
Oh, yeah, that is the plan.
Okay.
All right.
God bless.
Yeah, God bless you guys, too. Bye-bye.
Well, we have less than a minute. Tell them where they can find you, Jacqueline.
Okay, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station. My friend Jacqueline and myself, we love serving you, and we're so glad that you call in. And we want to know your story. We want to see how you progress. Keep us posted. Talk to you next Sunday night. Many blessings.
Have a good week. Good night.
Night.